Welcome to an off-season edition of the Original 11, the official podcast of Princeton football. I'm your host, Craig Sachs. I'm glad to be back with you talking some Princeton football. We have some good videos going up online over the next couple weeks. First, recapping the spring with head coach Bob Cerace, and then I know one that everybody enjoys, or two that everybody enjoys, the first look at the members of the incoming freshman class, the defensive and offensive recruits. We will certainly, it's a group that has gotten some buzz this year, and you know, as you'll hear, certainly deservingly so, at least in terms of the credentials that they bring to Princeton. You know, what happens over the next 4 years, we'll wait and see, but that's certainly part of the fun, is the anticipation of what is coming next. Before we get to any of those, though, I wanted to talk to somebody who was the next guy a few years ago and certainly put forth an incredible Princeton career, and that's Chad Kanoff. You know, and today I really wanted to focus on kind of what has been next for him, and that's been, you know, looking ahead towards Thursday night's NFL draft, at least what starts Thursday, goes Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. You know, the hype that goes along with Thursday night is certainly unavoidable and one of the biggest nights of the NFL year. But for the majority of the guys that, you know, think they may be drafted, you know, it really is Friday and Saturday that are the most anticipated nights, and certainly that's going to be the case for Chad Kanoff, the 2017 Bushnell Cup winner, the Ivy League Player of the Year, somebody who rewrote the Princeton record book in the offseason, led Princeton to an Ivy League title in 2016. Offensively, the team didn't take any steps backwards last year. You know, really, anybody who followed this season knows that, you know, a bevy of defensive injuries really kind of did Princeton in this year, or this past season. But, you know, for Kanoff now, it's looking forward. It's the possibility of getting drafted. And I thought it would be fun to kind of look into the entire process from the end of the season through, you know, this weekend and a little bit beyond, kind of possibilities. What happens if you are drafted? What happens if you're not? And kind of, you know, I thought some of his takes were interesting in the fact that, you know, everybody wants to get drafted. It's an exciting thing, but, you know, the end all be all is getting to camp and making a team, and that's really kind of where all the work that he's put into it, you know, will hopefully show itself. You know, I'd be blown away if he does not have multiple options of teams to invite him to camp if he is not drafted. Whether he gets drafted or not, you know, there's so many different things that get involved in terms of what does team A pick this person, and that, you know, opens the door for this. You know, there's a million possibilities. There could be a team that loves him so much they take him in the fourth round, and there could be teams that kind of gamble on him, you know, extending past the draft and signing him quickly to a minicamp deal. I mean, there's countless possibilities, you know, and those will play out over the 72 hours from Thursday to Saturday. But, you know, what we know for sure is that this is somebody who can make every NFL throw. I mean, we saw it for 10 weeks this fall. And somebody that's really poured his heart into the process of getting himself ready to play at the next level. You know, he accomplished everything you could accomplish at Princeton during his time here. An incredible, incredible career, a great leader, great kid. I mean, just an absolute joy to get to know. And certainly I wish the best for him, you know, because it's great for Princeton, but because he's just such a good person, and I think would be a blast to watch in the NFL, and somebody who I think, frankly, with the right team, he could be an interesting player in the NFL. I think he could be somebody that, give him a couple years to get it, learn an offense, with the way he throws the ball, with the accuracy and the importance of that skill in the NFL, he's going to be a fun one to watch. I wish him the best. And I thought this was a fun look into what the last couple months have been like for him. We recorded this late last week. We did have a couple issues with the Skype recording, so the questions that you hear are a little softer, maybe a little tougher to hear, but frankly, nobody's listening to this to hear my questions. So you will hear some of the thoughts of Chad, and we end up, looking back on his Princeton career a little bit and, kind of one more bow on it. Maybe not the last one. You never know. We'll try to hopefully, in the middle of an NFL career, get back with him and maybe talk a little Princeton. But fun to catch up with him again. Let's hear now from Chad Kanoff. Chad, it's good to talk to you. We haven't really talked much since the Bushnell Cup. And I kind of want to start from right there, end of the season. I'm sure you give your body a little time to rest and heal from, the grind of the Ivy season. But, how quickly postseason do you turn your attention to the draft? And do you kind of have a timetable of, what you had to do maybe December or January to start the process?
Yeah, I mean, we had a little bit extra time, obviously, since we're in the Ivy League, and I think that that's actually a pretty big advantage for me, was that I got to start training, whatever, dropping back, lifting. I mean, it's kind of the same thing like you do every year. It's just a little different with the NFL because I had to practice with an NFL ball and practice dropping. So I started doing that probably a little earlier than most guys, probably a couple weeks after the season. I think I got a ball. I was able to figure out an agent situation a little earlier and get a roadmap kind of what was going to happen up until this time now.
It's interesting because I'm sure people don't even think about small things like that, but you kind of lived out a shotgun in this offense, and then the difference from the college to the NFL ball. I mean, I don't know how significant or minor those differences are, but just little things like that. I mean, NFL teams are looking for so many exact things. I mean, how much time do you really have to put into those kind of what seem like small details, but probably are pretty big?
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty major things. I mean, you definitely had an advantage if you didn't play in shotgun your whole career just because you're used to dropping back. But I think I've done the best I could learning. I mean, it's not like the great hardest thing in the world, but it's definitely different. And then the football I've ended up really liking. And I can't even throw a football we threw in the fall. I try to throw it. Last week when I was on campus, it was very difficult because now I've adjusted to it's a little bit bigger ball and less narrow at the tip, a little fatter. It's just a little easier to spiral, honestly.
When do scouts give you a sense early on, what they thought of film or what they think coaches or what they will need to see, or do you kind of have to figure it out on your own and make sure you're showing them?
Yeah, I think it's more on the onus is on you as a player. It's not really on them. You don't really interact with scouts. You don't really know what people are saying. It's just more talking to people and seeing kind of what you need to do, working with a coach at the place that I trained. I think them kind of telling you what you need to do. And then, we'll see if I've done the things I needed to do come next week.
What did you hear? I mean, what did they tell you that, on one hand, you have your strengths and you want to build on them and accentuate them. And then also, you have to show some growth from your weaknesses. So maybe what sense did you get from either Princeton coaches or the coaches that you worked with that were like, this is what teams will like, this is what you really want to show off, and this is what you're going to have to show some growth in?
Yeah, I mean, I think I always need to work on, everything. So that's accuracy, becoming more athletic, becoming bigger. And then particular for me, probably it's getting bigger. I was really light after the season. And then footwork, partly related to not dropping back a ton. And then just something that I need to improve on is getting my feet faster and getting physically stronger.
I remember seeing you at the pro day in the bubble and thinking that you definitely looked like you had gained some strength. Is it a lot of weight training? What were you focusing on?
Yeah, I mean, it's everything. So it's nice when you don't have school to not have no other focus other than lifting, eating, sleeping, hydrating. I mean, we really take care of your body. I think it's the results are tremendous.
What word did you get about your pro day? And how did you, you know, I mean, I guess scouts can tell you anything, but how did you feel it went? And were you satisfied with the performance?
Yeah, I actually was. And I talked to Seth after it, and he was saying, whatever, a lot of guys don't feel that way about it. So it was, I felt really good, honestly. I was happy with it. I'm happy that I trained for a thing and it went well, thankfully. We only have, whatever, it's like 2 hours for 2 months of training. So I was actually pretty happy with how it went. I think I did.
You got to see a bunch of your teammates practice outside in some pretty kind of cold and nasty conditions. Did you enjoy, it was probably your first taste of the bubble. Did you,
Yeah, I mean, that is like, was my, to my benefit hugely. Yeah, so I've been really lucky. I was really lucky that we had that. It's been great.
After that, I know teams, you know, that's when teams will start to bring in some prospects. You know, where did you go and what are those kind of team evaluation days like? Is it similar to your pro day or do they put
No, it's very different. I really like talk to you about, it's like more one-on-one with an actual coach instead of just the scout. And then they put you through like a light workout, which is similar to pro day, just kind of throwing routes. But then they watch film, and then it kind of depends on the team. Some teams, you like draw up your favorite plays, or they teach you their offense, and they see how fast you can recall. I mean, it depends on the team.
Did you, ballpark, how many teams did you visit?
I think around six, somewhere around there.
And then you get the sense that, I mean, obviously those teams have some interest, otherwise they don't bring you in. But, I mean, the draft gets a little crazy. And basically, I mean, I'm sure other teams have had scouts either at Princeton games or at the Pro Day. So do you feel like it's pretty open in terms of, you know, those 6 to 8 teams maybe you focus a little bit more on the draft day?
No, I don't even think that matters. I talked to somebody yesterday that was saying that. Like sometimes it doesn't matter. Some teams will not come. I mean, there's a whole game within the game that I don't know or understand. So I don't know. I mean, this is obviously not something I can control. So I'm not particularly worried about it or even really thinking about it.
We're recording this, you know, Friday. You know, so you got about 6 days before the start of the draft. We'll put this out, you know, probably early next week. So what are these last few days like? I mean, are you kind of done seeing teams, or teams at this point kind of in war rooms figuring it out, or does your own preparation, does it still kind of continue up until maybe Wednesday or Thursday?
I'm not meeting with any more teams up until the draft, but I'm still training. I mean, now it's kind of getting back to lifting and working out and getting ready to play a football season, hopefully.
Yeah.
Make a team.
What are your plans for the draft? Do you have are you just gonna be at home, or you have a lot of family coming in? What's the plan?
I'm not planning to do anything major. I'm just probably watch it at home.
Kind of as you've done any other year. But this year,
probably. I'll probably stay. I don't think you want to get too wrapped up in it, honestly. So I mean, yeah, I'll definitely watch it and whatever. Hopefully it works out, but if it doesn't, I'm hoping I'll be on a team soon after the draft and get ready to try to make it in training camp.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've seen enough examples throughout the NFL at different positions of guys who, you know, were obviously late round picks. You know, you look at a Tom Brady, everyone knows where he was picked in the draft by the Patriots, but then guys that don't get drafted. So certainly it's not a certainly guys can come from anywhere to get drafted, but I mean, to have a career in the NFL, but you know, do you get is there a certain point in the draft where you feel like, all right, maybe this is a round, I don't know if it's, you know, fourth round, third round, fifth round, whatever, where you start thinking, all right, I'm going to kind of, you know, monitor this cell phone really closely because this could be where I feel like maybe my time would come.
Yeah, I mean, I think I need to, yeah, I mean, you definitely want to, I guess, have your phone ready. You wouldn't want to, whatever my odds of getting drafted in any round, you want to, I think, be prepared for, to be drafted, even if it's unlikely. Yeah, I mean, or regardless of what I'm expecting, I mean, I think I'll definitely have my phone with me.
The you know, there's, it seems like there's, you know, pluses and minuses, really, either way of being either a late, you know, late round pick or you know, going to a camp in terms of you get to, you know, in that point, you actually have a little bit of power of choosing where you would go. So in that way, I mean, I guess there's still an excitement or something fairly prestigious about being drafted, but do you kind of have to keep that mindset those 3 days where, you know, whatever happens, you feel confident you're going to get to a camp, and at that point, you just have to show what you can do?
Yeah, I mean, I think particularly for somebody that, I mean, if I'm going to get drafted, it's not going to be on the first day probably, or the second day. It'll be the last day, so people say for that, that it doesn't really, I mean, there's no guarantee you're making the team just because you get drafted, so it's kind of for your own, whatever, yeah, their own honor of being a draft pick. I mean, that would be great to be part of a lot of things, but that's not really my goal. My goal has never been to get drafted. It's always been to play in the NFL, and to do that, you got to make the team. So I think you can do that in the draft or not in the draft. Maybe it's a little easier if you get drafted, but it's obviously nothing to stop you from getting making it if you don't.
You know, you mentioned Seth the Valve earlier, obviously a teammate of yours. Caron Reed, even, you know, a teammate of yours on that 2013 team. Have you reached out to you know, those guys, and you know, what advice have they given you about either the process leading up to the draft or, you know, anything about you know, getting ready?
Yeah, I mean, basically what I just said was kind of their advice. I talked to both Seth and Caron because I played with both of them. That it's not like draft picks get cut all the time. Don't worry about this. Don't worry about that. I mean, it's definitely a cool thing, but at the same time, that's not what's really important. And you have there's no way of knowing. It's like you have no idea. Teams are high on you, teams are low on you. It doesn't really matter. Whatever, the Browns, I think draft Seth, they'd never worked him out or he'd never been on a visit there. So he's like, you just really don't know. So don't worry about it. Don't stress about it. Just make sure you're training hard, getting ready to make a team.
You know, it's crazy to think that, you know, three guys that we just talked about, you know, you and Seth and Caron, members of that, you know, 2013 championship team, you part of the 2016 championship team. When you reflect on your time at Princeton, you know, obviously I'm sure those were really special years, but you know, what do you take most out of your time with not just the university, obviously there's a lot to that, but your time with the football program and how much did that time, you know, that group, that team impact your entire experience here and kind of what you've been doing over these last 3 months?
You're saying the 2013 team or
the
20?
The
whole thing. Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, just playing football at Princeton was so rewarding. Honestly, I think it's the most rewarding thing I've done to put so much time into something and work really hard when you don't like have a clear end. And we didn't succeed, I think, initially. I mean, I probably won when I was a freshman while I wasn't playing. And then to win later was really a great thing that I'm really, really grateful for. I think that was a great, great experience. And it added to my overall experience at Princeton, which was a great one. I think I learned a lot in a lot of different areas and learned about myself in a lot of ways. So, yeah, overall, I mean, it was a really great experience. I'm sad it has to come to an end.
You know, in some ways, your senior year was such a crazy one in terms of not only what you did, but kind of the way, the trajectory of the season for Princeton, because really this team left Harvard. And I think a lot of people thought, you know, this was going to be a major championship contender. And then obviously, you know, the news of Haluba's injury kind of breaks, and that had followed, you know, what happened to Wagner and a bunch of other guys defensively that, you know, really ultimately, I think, hampered your ability to really compete that final month. But still, when you look back at your senior season, I know you, and I know that you've worked really hard and that you believed in what you could do and what this offense could do, but are you even a little surprised at the numbers that offense was able to produce?
Looking back on that, that's an interesting question. No, I mean, I think we did a lot of things right, I guess, on offense that we were always trying to do. I mean, we'd scored more points in years past, so I think we knew this could be a really explosive offense, and if we executed right, we could. So I wouldn't say I was surprised, but yeah, I mean, I wish we would have won more games. We left Harvard. I too thought we were going to win. That was not going to be our last win. I mean, it's kind of crazy to think that was our last actual win, and I don't think, regardless of injuries, it shouldn't have been, but I mean, that's football, and that's the way you play the games. Sometimes that's the way it goes. But yeah, I don't think it took anything away from the work that we did and the team that we had.
Is there a game or a pass or a drive or anything that, you know, if you're back from reunions 10, 20 years from now, that'll probably be my first memory. I mean, is there one game that you really love up there?
I think, honestly, it's never games you win, sadly. So it would definitely be a Penn game. Definitely going to be the Penn game because felt like we threw a game-winning touchdown pass with Donald the Walk. So, yeah, that will definitely be the one. That's one I still remember the most. But, I mean, Cornell, too. Shouldn't have lost them.
It really was kind of an amazing run for you. highly touted freshman coming in and really sitting and watching that championship season. I know you got on the field, but to kind of go through that and into that 2016 championship season that I'm sure you'll remember forever, and then this past year, it's been great. It's been a joy to watch your development and this team's development around you, and certainly hope for the best for you this weekend, and then even more important, as you said, moving forward, where, you know, looking for, you know, what I believe could be just a great career for you on Sunday. So good luck to you this week, and then obviously even more moving forward.
Thank you.